Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from May the 4th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm here at one of the analysts at NASDAQ Dorsey Wray. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw most U.S. equity indexes and equity indexes in general finish in positive territory. Leading the way to the upside was the S&P equal weight there, as well as the Russell 2000 up 85 basis points. We did see crude retract notably down over 2.5% there as well. And we'll take a look at a couple of those charts here real quick. And first with the S&P 500, this is that 20-point per box chart. We did see a reversal back into a column of X's here at 4,200. Still remains on a sell signal technically, and a move from above 4,320 from here would actually move it back to a buy signal. And not quite a bearish signal reversal there, but would return it back to a buy signal with that move above 4,320. On the chart of crude oil, while it did finish in negative territory, we actually saw it reverse back into a column of X's with yesterday's action, moving up to 105, still maintains the buy signal there at 106. So it has some resistance here at 107 and 109 near term to break through, as well as at 116, a little bit more intermediate term there on the resistance level. Looking at the asset class group scores page this morning, still see an elevated money market percentile rank, as well as that U.S. core equity percentile rank continuing to pull back a little bit there into the 80th percentile. But when we look at the all groups view and look at the all U.S. equity diversified and U.S. money market, we see that they are almost neck and neck as far as score goes. And the last time we saw them cross was back in March of 2020 through early period of April 2020, and then in the latter part of 18 as well as early 19, and even for a period through the latter part of 2015 and early part of 2016. So not impossible for these groups to cross, but is a notable period when we see it, them do cross. And with that, we want to take a look at a few charts this morning that even with yesterday's action still remain in positive territory, or either that or we're looking for a potential reversal back into a column of X's on those charts. The first one being Chevron Corporation, symbol CVX. It's a 4 for 5er, ranks in the top third of the oil sector matrix and has a yield north of 3.5%. With yesterday's action, reverse back into a column of X's there at 162, a move above 164, but return it to a buy signal. Still have some resistance there at 174, but nice support at 156 as well as at 152. From there, looking at Dow Chemical, has bounced off this resistance level at 71 a few times, and at this point has pulled back down here to 66. Would look for potentially partial exposure either here or on a reversal back into a column of X's at 69, and then look to add further once it's able to rally above that resistance there at 71, but is accompanied by a nice yield north of 4% on Dow Chemical there. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Johnson & Johnson, symbol J&J. It's a 3 for 5er, ranks in the top half of the drug sector matrix, has a yield north of 2.5%. It's still maintained buy signals even with much of this negative action. It's pulled back to support here at 178. From here, a reversal back into X's at 184, and then a move above 188 would actually be a third consecutive buy signal, but is actionable here on the pullback to support, but also actionable on the reversal back into X's at 184. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Coca-Cola, symbol KO. It's a 3 for 5er, ranks in the top quartile of the food and beverage sector matrix, has a yield north of 2.5%, has maintained buy signals really since the middle of 2020 there. With the recent action, it's pulled back to 63 here, is actionable at these levels, could even consider it further on a reversal back index is at 66, and a move above 68 would actually be a new all-time high for Coke on that front. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be United Health Group, symbol UNH. It's a 5 for 5er, has a yield just slightly above 1% there, and ranks in the top decile of the healthcare sector matrix, has maintained a buy signal since October of last year, has given three consecutive buy signals, with the most recent being a triple top there at 504. This one has pulled it back to 496 on the chart. Look for it on a reversal back into X's there at 520 ideally, but would even say it's actionable even at this levels. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Travelers Companies, TRV. It's a 3 for 5er, ranks in just outside the top third of the insurance sector matrix, has a yield north of 2%, has maintained a buy signal since December of last year. This one is testing the bull support line there, so ideally we would look for a reversal back into X's at 172 before considering it, but is another one that you can add to a buy list. The next one is going to be Procter & Gamble, PG. It's a 3 for 5er, yield north of 2% there, ranks in the top third of the food, beverages, and soap sector matrix, has met resistance resistance here at 164 on four occasions, most recently when it rallied up to that 164 level. But from here, reversal at 162 would make it actionable. It's even probably actionable here at 156, even with that pull downward, but would maybe look at partial positions here and then adding further once it's able to rally above that resistance there at 164. And last but not least, Merck Company symbol MRK. It's a 4 for 5, ranks in the top third of the drug sector matrix, has a yield north of 3%, has maintained a buy signal since March, and gave a second consecutive buy signal with a double top break there at 90, has pulled back to 87 here, is in actionable territory, and could be among those that you would consider partial positions, and then ultimately adding further once it's able to rally above this resistance here in the low 90s. So with that, as always, if you have any questions about a particular position or want to look at a particular chart, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.